Oh, okay. Now we record it. I couldn't possibly repeat what I said earlier.
Hello and welcome.
You okay?
You want to do your redo your hello and welcome?
Yeah, I kind of lost it.
Hello and welcome to the D&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything but Dungeons and Dragons.
That's not true.
Well, we talk about PK, which is almost like D&D.
Yeah. Well, I'm on the way to the land right now. I've got kitties to check on, and a puppy to feed, and some goats to give some treats.
Yeah.
So, all of which will pull me away from the phone temporarily.
You're not talking about our animals. You're talking about somebody else.
Yeah, I'm talking about our animals.
We got Kenny? Or you...
Wow, you're breaking up.
No, I think it's you. You said, oh, feed the kitties.
I gotta check the kitties.
Okay, I thought you said guineas.
Guineas? Oh, yeah, I wish we had guineas.
Okay, I got a question. If we go to Texas...
Yes?
Can we keep the dogs in that dog pen, or are you using the dog pen?
Yeah, I'm using the dog pen for storage. And then the other pen that's a general purpose animal pen, I gotta get some chicken wire, and I'm gonna use it to keep the chickens in when I first move them here. Because it's been my experience with birds, you gotta keep them locked up for 2 weeks, or they disappear on you.
Man.
So,
How much would it cost to get another dog team to keep the dogs in temporarily?
Probably half the cost of getting another section of fence and not being anywhere near as functional.
Right.
It might even cost more than getting another section of fence. And, you know, we can always go over to P&S and get another set of corner posts.
Right. Well, we got that horse fence. We can put up a temporary fence.
Yeah. We could put it up around the garden. And turn the dog loose in there.
Yeah, in the garden. That's not a good idea.
No. Yeah, I know. So I guess it's a good thing I hadn't put it up yet. Okay. Actually, I'm going to put the phone on my shoulder. And you will follow me around as I go and retrieve stuff. Kill the phone, kill the car. And I've got tasty, tasty meatloaf sitting right next to me, and I haven't had a chance to even taste it yet. But the smell is driving me crazy. I was working for Kelly, and somebody had the audacity to send me a text saying, "Hey, by the way, we got a podcast in an hour. Hope you didn't forget it." And I was like, oh, shit. because Kelly and his girlfriend were going to feed me dinner, and she just finished the meatloaf just before I had to leave. So they gave me a hunk of it, about good for 2 days. All right, that's enough of me bitching. I'm going to go get some food for the dog and the goats. You are still there, aren't you? Hi, Kitty. Wow.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I said the podcast was your idea, remember?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So no bitching allowed.
No, I'm bitching because I'm not getting to eat the meatloaf yet that was given me. I got like a 2 day supply of it. 2, 4, 6, 7. We're missing one. Probably Wedge. Oh, there it is. 8 cat. Wait a minute, no. It should be 10. 2, 4,
okay.
6, 8.
Hang on a second.
Okay, I got goats making desperate sounds. Okay. Something knocked over my wire. Huh.
Welcome to the D&D podcast.
What?
Oh.
I called you on three-way. We just came up with the solution for the dogs.
Oh, okay.
I got extra fence, and we could put up a temporary fence that we were going to put around the garden, but it never got put up.
Yeah, it's actually
what kind of fence?
Horse fence, actually.
We got horse fence that we were going to put around the garden, but it never got put up, so we can put that up for the dog.
Yeah, which is overkill for a dog, but, you know.
Is horse fence, doesn't that have, like, big holes that they can go right through?
No, it's got real small holes.
Oh, I don't even know what horse fence is. That's interesting. I've ever noticed.
Horse fence is, you can't come in here, cat. Horse fence is 2 inch by 4 inch, like standard hog wire, basically. But it's woven instead of welded.
Wow. How big did you say it would be?
They're 100-foot fence. 50. It's a 100-foot fence, so we got how many rolls of 100-foot?
Yeah, we got 200 feet of that.
So it'll be a 200.
It'll be a square 50 by 50.
Yeah. So 50 feet by 50 feet by 50 feet by 50 feet.
And where would it be? Like, I mean, where would the square fencing be? Where would y'all put it? Around your camper trailer or around the goats or around where? Around the trees?
Well, we could put it.
It was supposed to be around the garden.
It'll be somewhat close to the kitchen area where the cats are and the chickens.
And so they were going to be there for how long? What's the plan? What's y'all's idea? Like, how long would they have to be in that? Like, what are you thinking? That's because it's not safe, the other fencing? There's still some gaps or something?
Well,
no. Okay. We don't have fencing around the entire property yet.
Right, that I know.
All right. So the other fence where the goats are at, David doesn't feel safe having a whole bunch of dogs with goats because he doesn't want to lose any goats either.
Sure, probably. But he's there also when they're... Huh?
This dog, it's a... you said it was a border collie?
Well, see, I know that cowgirl on her own... It would be just fine. I have no doubt about it. But with Tramp, I also the only thing is Tramp, you know, is another dog, right? So he's a little bit different. He's a different type of dog. Cowgirl is like a cattle type dog. I think she's a rescue, right? from. She's a rescue from an area where they had chickens running around and goats and everything like that. But she was tied to a chain, but sometimes she was running free too. But my mom rescued her because, you know, she was, they were cruel to her. She didn't have water, she didn't have food, and she was in the hot sun. And even in the thunderstorm rain, she was tied to a chain when it was pouring raining right on her. And so my mom just went and took her. You know, my mom rescued her. Well, actually, I think what happened, I don't remember how it happened. I think she ran into my mom's car or something like that. My mom was kind and used to take her food and water and stuff. Anyway, make a long story short. Yeah, she's been around chickens and stuff like that. She's a very super, super, Trent is friendly too, but she's really sweet and I trust her completely.
She's a herd type dog, basically.
Yeah, she's got it in her naturally. That's why it hit me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not the type of dog you want to put with your animals constantly, though, because they tend to worry the animals. They're constantly trying to herd them into a bag.
Yeah. I don't know how that all works. You probably know better than me. Huh?
Yeah. They're good to have around. I mean, I'd like to finish the second yard. And put her in the second yard, and then when it's time to switch the goats around from the first yard to the second yard, I could use her to round them up.
Right.
You know?
She would probably do really well with the lady dog to do whatever lady's doing. She would catch on quick with whatever lady's doing. It's my feeling. It's my feeling. You know, I can't guarantee.
Her lady's main job is to lay down and be with the goats. That's her main job. And
so she would do that too, though. She would catch on to that. Cowgirl's a type that would do the same. Just so you know. I feel that she would be like that. You know, if that's how, let's just pretend she went by herself without Tramp, right? I feel that's, she would just fall into the same kind of thing as Lady and do the same kinds, because she's going to just go probably follow along with what the other one's doing and go along with it and do the same kind of thing. You know, but with Tramp, Tramp is just, you know, he's a boy, so he's a little bit different, and he doesn't have the same kind of herding thing that she has naturally. I'm not saying he don't have it in him somewhere, but he doesn't have it. Like when I see her, she's got it. I mean, she comes out and she's looking for it. She's like, "Where's my job? You know, what am I, you know, she wants to do something. You can tell she's craving it, that she, you know, she's the kind of dog that needs a job, you know.
What's my life mission?
What?
Basically, you're saying she's asking, what's my life mission?
She's missing big time and she knows it. And she hates going back in the cage, and I hate putting her in a cage. It's really a tragedy. But listen, I think
would allow her to run around, and even my goats get shelter, so I'd make sure she had shelter. Hey,
yeah,
calm down.
Shelter's important from the sun and the rain.
Lay down, lady. Hey.
Yeah.
Lady's misbehaving for whatever reason. Really excited to see me.
Because we're talking about somebody else now.
Calm down. Calm down. Calm. Yeah, I got the food. You understand that. Fine. Here.
That's funny.
Bonehead.
You're still there, Kano, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Bonehead
there. Okay.
Bonehead just told Lady to calm down by butting him pretty severely.
How cute is that?
It didn't work.
Yeah.
Bonehead is one of my nanny goats.
One of your what?
One of my nanny goats. She's hard-headed, so I call her Bonehead.
Aw, how sweet is that? The only thing go ahead.
That's fine. There's like a 1 second between us, so we'll be stepping on each other all the time.
Who will?
Go ahead.
He said there's a second delay between you speaking and him speaking.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know what's happened, but I try to. I know we talk at the same time sometimes, and I try to. I hate when that happens. But
yeah, me.
You know. So what? Where would like? So you said, because like when you said shelter, I'm thinking, you know, because she would need to be protected from the elements, you know, like from, but the thing is that I hate for her to be like alone, like stuck, like where she doesn't have, like, see, if she's together with Tramp, it would be different, you see, because then they got each other, right? And so then they're buddies. So then they're not going to feel like they're missing out because they each got each other. So they're going to have a grand time wherever they're at, right?
Well, that's like donkeys. You never take a donkey you never take a donkey or a mule by itself.
Right.
If you do, you better be with that animal pretty much every waking hour. Otherwise, that donkey or that mule is going to feel abandoned and lonely, and they'll act up. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's very important to always, you know, if you get a donkey or a mule, get them in pairs. Doesn't matter if it's male-male, male-female, female-female. It doesn't matter. Just as long as they have a companion, you know.
Can they be one a donkey and one a mule, or do they have to be both two donkeys and two mules?
You can sometimes even get away with doing a horse and a donkey, whatever. But you know, it just
they have to have companionship of their own kind.
They have to have companionship.
Similar.
Sometimes you can get away with, you know, goats, but it's
they have to have a companion of some kind, even if it's a monkey.
Yeah, but you know, that's why I'm saying, you know, if you get a donkey and you get it all by itself, you better be working with it every waking hour. Otherwise, it's going to feel lonely and dejected, and it'll start misbehaving. Going to use it.
Right. And see, cowgirl, she's like a people type person. You know, she's a pleaser and she's a people type person. And so she's going to want to be close with whatever human is around. You know, I mean, at least that there's a bonding, you know, that there's, you know, if she's with Tramp, you know, like in the winter, for example, especially when it's really cold, I don't know, but she probably, you know, it would, I, as her adoptive mom would like to know if, you know, if she could at least be sleeping nearby you or something, like not necessarily in your bed, but, you know, in the vicinity, you know, on her own, in her own bed or area or whatever she lays on with her other buddies. But that they're close to you. But it sounds like Lady's kind of close to you, right?
Lady's close.
Somewhat. Well.
Yeah, I have, the goats are in the back corner.
Well, she's with the goats, though, mainly, right?
She's with the goats. So she's not really close.
But, I mean, in the winter when it's cold and stuff like that, don't the goats come under the tarp and then she's there, too, and y'all are all sort of together?
That's how I had my tent originally. The first winter, tried to share the wood stove with it. I found out that the goats really didn't care for the extra heat.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You know.
So she's out in the cold.
Place where get out of the snow and the wind and stuff like that. They're actually quite comfortable. Even when it gets down to 20 below, they're quite comfortable as long as they can get out of the wind and get out of the weather.
Who's they?
Well, they get their own body heat. They
who are you talking about?
Goats.
Dogs?
The goats.
Oh, goats. Yeah, I mean, they probably snuggle together and all that. But I'm thinking more of like the animals, like the dogs. These dogs have been used to, of course, I know you're not going to do this, but just so you know, they've been living with, in the winter, I put an oil heater in there. So, and they're in the guest house. So they, you know, but still, you know, it's not going to be the same kind of thing. But, you know, I'm thinking, you know, that if they can be close, you know, I know that, you know, even the dogs that can handle the cold, they like to also be comfy and be in a place where it's not freezing cold, you know, where they can, you know, because dogs also get cold. And so even if they have a lot of fur because their bellies don't. Cowgirl can handle the cold better, but she still likes to warm up, you know, and get somewhere cozy, you know, just like all dogs do. And Tramp really can't stand the cold, you know, I mean, for just a while, but he freezes his buns off. So, come on, honey. So he won't be able to endure the cold, and he would really probably suffer much worse than cowgirl would, you know. But hold on, love, you got to wait. And the dogs now, it might get a little crazy here. But So I don't know. I just wanted to get a feeling of what I understand, like, you know, how you want to kind of put them in an area right now until I don't know how long, or you'll probably be moving them around or doing different things with them, juggling them, doing whatever you're doing.
Yeah, I think I get more fencing up because one of the things I'm looking at, I got to make sure that my animals don't get out and bother my neighbor's animals.
Right.
You know, dogs, cats, goats.
Right, see, because two dogs running, see, if cowgirl's by herself, she's not going to run off anywhere because she's going to be paying attention to you guys. She's going to want to stick around her family, right? And but if you got two together, like Tramp and Cowgirl, and they're coming from a foreign land and they don't know the area very good and that kind of stuff, they can do the pack thing and say, okay, let's go off and let's go check this area out, like you said, you know, and go to your neighbors or whatever, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's more of a chance of them doing something naughty, and it's not that they're naughty, it's just that they might just start, the two of them get a grand idea and go do that or go do that, you know. It's just a pack thing, you know. But if they're around...
I don't know if Kano asked this question. I don't know if Kano asked this question while you were on the phone or not, but he was asking about one of my dog cages. And I'm using one for storage, and the other one, I'm going to get some chicken wire and close it up good so the baby chick can't get out. And it's been my experience with birds. You have to lock up birds for at least 2 weeks before
mm-hmm.
you start letting them out. Because they will take off for the four winds
mm-hmm.
if they don't know where they're at is home.
It's like cats, too. They say 2 weeks, the same thing, 14 days for cats. It's probably similar probably for dogs.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why I'm double-checking on cats constantly, because I want them to know that this is home. Some of the stuff
right.
I brought over, my cats knew already. You know, they're familiar with. And so it's sort of like relocating them to a relocated home. You know, the home itself was relocated. So fortunately, my cats stuck around, even though I brought them over here 2 days ago and just kind of turned them loose. So,
right. But they know the area or no?
No, this is new to them.
Place? Oh,
they,
so then they might get lost.
They know some of the structures, though, that I brought over here. And so, in that respect, they're familiar. Hi, Chocolate.
It's good. Hang on a second. It's going to get...
Why do you sound so desperate?
It's going to get loud.
Yeah, my
okay,
ghost here.
Hold on. The whole army. Okay, quiet. Sorry.
Hey.
Hello?
It worked as well for you as it did for me.
Say that again?
It worked as well for you as it did for me. Lady didn't settle down just because I told her to. Hey, stay down.
Oh, I see. You were also dealing with your end. Yeah. Yeah, so because, I mean, and eventually, though, like, you know, I was just wondering, like, in the when it gets cold and stuff like that, were you thinking of having the dogs around? Like, I'm not talking about Lady, because I know Lady's got her thing with the goats, and probably these dogs will eventually, too.
Yeah.
But I mean, would you be letting them sleep around you and stuff? I mean, be around you, like, under the same tent or area when it's really cold, and maybe, I mean, I don't know who's...
You do know I sleep without heat, even in the wintertime.
Yeah, I know that. I already figured. I was telling my mom he
yeah.
probably sleeps just like, you know, in
sleeps
the free. He's probably said,
from
I said to my mom,
Even if they slept under the same tent with me, it's still going to be 20 below.
It's still freezing cold, right?
I'll still be 20
I know,
below.
Trav is going to have the hardest time with that. I know, because you really need body heat is what you need, and you need covers and stuff like that. You also need to be protected from... The wind, you know, when it's cold like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because when the wind is coming, it's terrible. Yeah. So I know that cowgirl... Huh?
Everything you're saying that the dog needs, pretty much protection from the weather, the wind, and a place, you know, get them someplace out of the wind and get them someplace where they're protected from the rain and the snow. And and most animals are good. Some animals, some animals do need extra heat, but, you know, for the most part, you know, if you just get them out of the weather. And honestly, here in Missouri, it doesn't get 20 below for long. It does it, you know, maybe for a couple of days in the winter.
The worst it really gets is about 10 below, typically.
It's also important that the animal can run, because some people put their dogs on chains like that, and that's really cruel because they can't even run. See, I know that cowgirl, when she's here when it was cold, you know, like 30 degrees or something, it was real cold, so that was like cold. She didn't want to go inside. She wanted to run, but she had that, you know, she could run, you know, but she just liked to run. So, and then that kind of keeps them a little bit warmer too.
Yep.
You know, but yeah. But the thing is, I don't know, you know, I just want them to have, you know, an upgrade of a life than what they have in here. And I think I'm the one that mentioned it to Kano a long time ago, because I seen it in her. You know, it just hit me all of a sudden like a light bulb, you know, because I could see her. I think I said to him I could visualize her at y'all's, even though I haven't seen y'all's place, I could sort of visualize her at y'all's place kind of doing the goat thing, because she's got it in her by nature. You know, you can just tell when you look at her. She's
now, if
on
we,
the alert.
Kano, if I get donkeys or mules, we will definitely need to have 3 yards, because donkeys and mules and dogs don't get along with each other.
Yeah, and she would probably learn to stay away, and so would Tramp. And see, and Tramp is a follower, so he would end up following the girls, you know, which is probably a good thing, you know. But I was just thinking, you know, when it comes, Tramp is kind of a little bit of a scaredy cat, and he's smaller than she is, which is funny. But he'll get over that, right, Kano? That's okay. He'll get over it.
Right.
But he's a little bit of that scaredy cat thing, but, you know, he just needs to get comfy somewhere, you know. He's just, when he doesn't know what's going on, but he'll follow her and follow the other one, you know. And the cowgirl's pretty, she's got a nice way about her, you know, to where she's not the type to attack a donkey or something like that, or she would just stay out of the way. She probably already knows about donkeys, because where she was there, I'm sure they had probably,
yeah,
I think they did have a donkey. They had horses.
Attacking a donkey isn't the problem. The donkey
will
attack the dog.
Oh. Well, they would run like hell, probably, then, the two of them. They would run around horses, huh?
We just wouldn't have them together, because
right,
the donkeys would basically attack the dogs, and we wouldn't want that.
Oh, that's terrible. Who would? So the donkeys?
Yeah, donkeys would hurt the dogs, and we wouldn't want
that. Wow, I didn't know that.
Matter of fact, if you live out in areas where there's coyotes and stuff, you don't want small donkeys. You want standard size or large, because even a small donkey will attack a coyote. Unfortunately, the coyote would take it out.
Oh,
but,
well.
But a standard size will kill coyotes.
That's why they say it's good to have. I was originally a long time ago, and I still have it in mind, but not now, for the future, maybe 5 years down the road or something. I wanted to get a couple of donkeys or something like that to go around the perimeter to keep guard of the coyotes and stuff like that.
Oh, my God. Perimeter. That's familiar. I wonder where it came that idea from.
Yeah, maybe we should have the donkeys run the perimeter instead of the dogs.
Yeah. Yeah,
that
what I had heard, that the donkeys were good at keeping the coyotes out. And since I had a terrible coyote problem and wolf problem here, I wanted to do that. But then I never got the perimeter cleared out in time to, I was going to rescue some. There was a whole bunch of baby donkeys that needed homes, and I wanted to rescue a couple of them, but it just didn't pan out, which is, it just, I got too many things going. You know, later on in the future when things settle down, that's the time probably. But yeah. So apparently that's not a bad idea. Yeah, maybe y'all got to do that, right? And then the dogs stay on the inside.
Yeah.
Alpacas do the same thing.
They're your they're your next who?
Alpacas. Alpacas or llamas, I forget which. Anyway.
Yeah.
When I lived in Kingsville or near Kingsville, we had a neighbor. Well, I had a friend who raised Kiko goats, and she had, I guess they were llamas. She had llamas guarding her goats, and she took me out in the field one day, and she showed me this depression in the ground. It was about 2.5 to 3 feet across, maybe a foot deep, all right?
Yeah.
This hole had not been dug, but it was a perfect bowl in the ground, all right? And in the middle of it, in the middle of it was this perfectly preserved fox carcass.
A fox carcass?
A fox carcass, as thin as a sheet of paper.
You mean the bones of a fox?
No. Fur as well.
I misunderstood.
Every day, the llamas would come out and stomp on it again. They had killed it once.
The dead body?
Yeah. Yep, they come out.
Oh, I see.
They come by and you stomp on it.
Oh, yeah. They wanted to reinforce their belief, their idea, whatever, you know, to get rid of it, to kill it, to be done, to set their mark their territory on it.
Yeah, every day they stomp on it. And
wow.
So just, and they smashed
them. Oh my God. They really didn't like him. Yeah. Yeah, you could have the donkeys being the actual dogs on the perimeter, and then the dogs are guarding the inside. They're like the back, they're like the inside force. That's funny. Yeah. But, yeah. You know, it's crazy how things all panned out and everything. Did you tell him, Kano, my message? Did you tell him a little bit that we took the dogs today and got them all? Got their shots and everything. Yeah. Got them, took them to the groomers, and they took them in, and they did an emergency thing. They know me there. My mom tipped her like $20, and she took them in. They're not supposed to do that, but they did it because they know me and her, you know. And anyway, they got them all cleaned up. I mean, they really did a nice job. I said, I want their teeth brush their teeth, and I said, clean their ears and do everything, you know. They did. So they're feeling really pampered and fresh right now. Huh?
Did you get my package already?
I wonder if that's the package I got. Hey, I just got it in the mail. I was drying it off. Look at that. I was drying it off. That I must have. Does it have a big F on it?
Not that I put on it.
Where's it coming from? Oh, no, that ain't it. No, I didn't get it. That's something else. What is that?
It'll probably come tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought that was it. That is something else, I think.
Yeah, because he sent it out Friday.
No, that's showing. That's
so
it. That's something
be there.
Else. Oh, wet. Yeah. No, but I'll give it to him. Yeah.
It'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah. So, but they, that's okay. So, so thanks for sending that, David. That's important. Because
I
told my mom about that. Huh?
I hope it doesn't gross you out. It's got two of my hair samples.
Oh, okay. That's great. No, nothing. It doesn't gross me out. No, I'm asking for it. It doesn't gross me out.
And
no,
two
no,
dirty
no.
socks.
I actually,
And two dirty socks.
Oh, great. That's awesome. That's like what Kano did. I'll just toss one down to the little house and one, see, Cowgirl and Tramp are right next to each other. So I can just, one day one gets one, the other one, or I'll cut it. Do you want your socks back? Maybe. Maybe
older.
I'll keep them intact. Are they old? Do you want them back or not?
They were the only dirty clothes I had that day. I had done the laundry, laundry the day before, and it takes a day to generate dirty laundry.
But do you want your sock back? Because otherwise I can cut it, but I don't want to cut it if it's a good sock. It's a good sock, right?
It's two socks. I don't see why you need to cut them.
I'm not going to cut them. Don't worry. I'll save them for you. Ha. I told Kano the same thing. I said, don't worry, you get your shirt and your socks back. No, it's all good. That's great that you did it, because then they have your sons, and that's really important, you know, because they already get to know you, but then they know who you are when you get here, and that's awesome, you know. But anyway, so it started thunderstorming really, really bad. Like, it was almost like a tornado hit here today, just a small one. It didn't hit, but it seemed like it. And the weather's, I think, for this whole week's going to be thunderstorms, from what I gather. Can you imagine, like, really bad? But still things can be, you know, I mean, it's just a pain, you know, to be, I'm grateful for the rain and all that, but what a time, you know, right when all this, when we're, you know, because it's a little bit of a nuisance to be pouring raining when you're coming to visit and all that stuff, and you know what I mean? I wanted to walk in the woods and all, and it's pouring raining and everything, but, so I don't know. I was thinking, because Kana was saying, and you know, that first he, you know, I got the first message, and then later y'all were thinking you have another solution. So I'm still sort of brainstorming the whole thing, and I just got in, so I haven't had a chance to really. I sort of have to, maybe, I don't know. I don't know if it's better to wait until you guys have, because it's going to take you a little bit to put that fencing up anyway, right?
The temporary fencing won't take that long to put up.
Meaning you would do it before you came?
Yeah.
Because all we need is T-posts to put that up.
If it's not raining, because if this storm goes to you guys, maybe you won't even have a chance.
Well, that won't be a big deal. That'll actually make it easier.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Soften the rocks up.
Right. But so I don't know. I guess we can. I don't know. I guess we just got to talk about it a little bit more and let just kind of figure it out. But if not, if it didn't work out for some reason this time, I'm hoping that it will work out eventually, because after seeing them today, I really realized how good they are together, you know, and there were people complimenting them together and stuff. They look like brother and sister, although they're different. Because, see, but Tramp is part, his mother is a pit bull, but she's of the bull terrier pit bull. And the father, we don't know, because the mother was rescued off the streets pregnant with Tramp. So we don't know who the father was. But he's, you know, they're both Brendel. You know what Brendel is, right?
Yep.
They're both Brendel, and they both, so he's got the pit mix in him. And then she's looking like more like the German Shepherd pointed ears, except for she's got one that sometimes falls down, so it's cute. She's got one up and one down sometimes, you know. It just depends. But hopefully it works out, you know. I'm not going to get my hopes up too much, because every time I do, I always get bummed. Something happens. But I still have hope, and I hope it works out, you know. So, but the good news is they got their shots and they got a really good deworming and all that stuff, you know, because I want to make sure that when they head out, they're heading out, you know, all ready to go, you know, clean and fresh and got, you know, they're all set. Hang on a minute.
Well, if we don't come down next week, we may not have to wait till October. We may be able to do it in September. Because
okay.
The only thing that's going on in September is the Walnut Festival, and it's only, what, 2 days or 1 day, David?
It's typically a week, actually, but it's not like you have to do the whole thing.
Stop.
Oh, okay.
What is this, a festival that y'all are going to?
It's called
the
Walnut Festival. Okay.
It's
a good opportunity to network with locals.
Kind of like what?
It's a good opportunity to network with locals.
Oh, okay. Come on, let's go! Sorry, it's raining out there like crazy. And I don't know, I lost track. Oh, there she is. Come on, you guys. The Beagles.
I'm hoping that we get some of that rain.
Yeah, I know. It's a relief on one hand, because my trees needed it like crazy. And to go out there with a water hose all the time takes hours. And, you know, it's just, you know, so it's a relief for the, yeah, hopefully y'all get it too. It's nice watering. Oh, no.
Yeah, our stream bed, Kano, is mostly dry.
It's got puddles in it, but that's about it. It's not flowing.
Wait a minute.
The neighbor's little mini pond they dug is down about a quarter away.
I gotta do a ginger move, so hold on.
That's fine.
Well,
ow.
Hold on a minute, because I have had a couple of dog fights here. Okay, out.
Get it!
Sorry. Sorry about that. I had to warn the cat that the pit bull was coming.
The pit bull was coming.
Yeah, so I say scat really loud because I can't see. I have some cats that are kind of dummies. They come in the backyard when they shouldn't.
Hi.
The dogs are some of the dogs are territorial with the backyard. And so anyway, I got some dangerous ones. So I always warn them, you know, I holler at them, yell at them, and give them a warning before the pit comes flying around the corner to get them.
Well, there you go. You can understand why I'm leery about putting the animals together.
Yeah, but see, this isn't Tramp. This is my pit. This is my pit in Catahoula. But you know, I have. It is exactly right. You have to be careful when you have more than one dog, like kind of thing. Or if you had, like, see, if you just had Lady and Cowgirl, I would say you guys don't even have to sweat it. You can put them all together. But the thing is now when you're adding to the equation Tramp, the third one, you know, and he's a good dog and everything. The thing is that did you tell him about the thing with Lady and Dracula?
No.
No.
Never heard of Dracula. Hello.
What?
Never heard of Dracula. So here we go.
Yeah, no, okay, yeah, but you know, it's just, see, because he's okay, like, there'll be cats, the same cats I'm telling you that I warn them, they come in the backyard when Tramp is outside, and he don't attack them or nothing, he just looks, he watches them, though, he watches them very closely, but he's waiting for another dog to come running to go attack him so that he can join in, sort of, so to speak, but see, if another dog doesn't do it, he's not going to join in. The only reason why I say that is because I have another dog named Lady here. That's why Lady and the Tramp, they're buddies. The lady over here and him are real good buddies. Ouch! Oh, the freaking cat just swatted me. I'm bleeding, but that's okay. I'll get over it. So I have this little rat terrier female rescue, and she's real mean with other animals. And so she can't be around other animals. And Dracula, one of my favorite cats, went into the corral, right, where Lady was and where Tramp was. And so Lady attacked for the kill. She attacked Dracula, my cat. And Tramp was there, so he sort of joined in, right? But the instigator was not him, though, you see. It wasn't his idea. It was the other dog. And since the other dog went for it, then the dog's natural instinct is to join in, right? Because that's what they do, you know? So, because I think that's the thing you're supposed to be doing or whatever, you know?
Well, they're pack animals. So they go with the pack.
They go with the pack. But it wasn't, but again, it wasn't Tramp's idea. It was Lady's idea. But still, it's a little, you know, that's why I told Kano, because I just want to, that's why I was a little bit, you know, that's why I know that Tramp will do really good with dogs that are doing the right thing. But if he's with a dog that's not doing the right thing, then he'll join in also to not do the right thing, you know. So he's going to do what the other dogs do. So
He's a follower.
He's a follower, yeah. And he's smaller than Cowgirl, and he respects, so he'll follow her. And she has no interest. She doesn't even cross her mind. And she was nowhere near or around or even heard when that attack happened. She was in another building. So she hasn't been involved in any kind of chaos thing like that. But that Chihuahua, Chihuahua. We thought it was a Chihuahua. It was a rat terrier. That lady dog, she killed, because when I went to go save the cat, Tramp was backed away, but she was on the dog, and I had to get her off, but it was too late. I couldn't save him. He was alive for a little bit longer, but I couldn't save him. And so I always had hard feelings towards her, you know, which she's another dog I ought to find a home for later, you know, because she killed my favorite cat. One of my favorite cats, right? And so, But, you know, and so Tramp, just because he had to taste the blood of the cat was a bad thing, you know, in my mind. So, you know, but after that, but see, he hasn't had another incident like that. And there's been cats that have come around him, and he just looks at them. But he's, you can tell that he's waiting to see if, like, Lady or somebody else is going to come to go for the attack so that he can feel like he's got permission to do it, too.
Okay.
You know. But anyway, so that's the reason why three dogs is more dangerous around, say, goats and stuff, if they're naughty, right? But if they've been, you know, doing the right thing for a while, you know, if they're dogs that are used to doing the right thing, then it's probably more likely that they would do the right thing. It's just that if one of them gives the idea to the other one and they think, oh, that's a great idea, you know how they communicate, you know? You know how dogs sometimes communicate with each other, and cats, and you know, they have their own way to communicate, and they, I don't know how they do it, they look at the animal and go, and one of them gives the other one an idea. See, cowgirl wouldn't even pick up on the idea. She'd be like, what are you talking about? And she'd just go turn around, and then Tramp would be like, oh, that's boring. And then he'll just go follow her and do something else. But see, if you got another Tramp that thinks like Tramp, it goes, yeah, that's a great idea, and let's go in for it. You know, then you got another naughty, right, to join somebody that's kind of thinking about being naughty, then you're going to have then they're probably going to go do something naughty. So I just was, you know, you just have to be careful. You just have to watch more when you got Tramp, because you have to just pay more attention. You know, like, you know, I would even suggest, y'all are going to do whatever you're going to do, and I'm fine with it, but just, you know, I would suggest, like, if y'all did take Lady and the Tramp at some point, that you would... Not right away. Just let them free with Lady. Do one at a time with Lady, or hold one of you guys, hold one of them while the other one holds the other one on a leash while they're introducing, especially in the introduction. You know. You know what I mean? So that they, you know, it's not like an aggressive way to introduce them or something so quick. You know what I mean? That you just kind of gently do it, kind of thing, and then you even spend time where maybe cowgirl could spend good quality time with Lady doing the right thing while Tramp is watching them do the right thing, you know, from wherever he's at. And he'll be watching and learning while he's watching them do the right thing, you see? And then he can join in or however y'all do it, and then he'll start doing the right thing too. And you just sort of monitor him, and as time goes on and he's doing the right thing constantly, then you know, that's up to you guys, you know, how you feel, and then you want to start trusting him a little bit, you know? But I would always say, you know, with him anyway, unless depending how y'all feel about it, that three is maybe a lot to leave unattended for a long period of time. You might want to, you know, I don't know. You might want to just make sure that Tramp at least or somebody is somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? When it's a long period of time, you know, with the goats or something like that. I don't really know. He might eventually be okay. But, you know, I'm just saying, because I think I would say cowgirls for sure. Cowgirl, you could leave her with Lady, I'm sure, with the animals, and there would be no problem. It's just this third one, Tramp. Just because he has ideas in his head from the past, maybe. I don't know if an animal thinks about their ideas or not that they had in the past. But maybe if they see another cat or something, they might think, ooh, look at him. He's right there. And he might look at the other ones and go, hey, and look back and see what they're going to do. Right?
Right.
But if they don't do nothing and they just look at him and smile back at him and just kind of go to, you know, just go lay down somewhere or go do something, then he's probably going to lose interest in whatever little weird idea he had real quick and go do what they do. So it's just, you just got to watch it, you know, though, when you have, especially when they're new, until they learn to do the right thing. That's all.
Right.
But is somebody driving? Who's driving?
David.
Me.
Oh, are y'all together in the same car?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm still in Ohio.
Oh, wow.
Bill's on his way home. He'll be home late tonight.
Yeah?
I was just going to meet him when he got home, but I got to be up by 4 a.m. this morning, so I'm probably going to go to bed. Well, I will go to bed as soon as the podcast is over.
What do you think we should do? What's your feeling? Should we just kind of play it day by day and see how it goes with the weather and how the fencing comes along and see? Or do you guys, do you want to wait until maybe Kano was saying maybe we didn't have to wait till October. It might be a little sooner and give you all a little bit more time or whatever.
Well, at this point, I mean, things might change, but at this point, I think when Kano gets here, we should set the cage up as quickly as possible, you know, the yard, set that up as quickly as possible. And I should look for a place that would be good to set it up in.
Okay.
So that
sounds good.
Much that has to be thought about.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, and then y'all can just let me know when you're ready. And the good news is that, I got all the records and everything's all organized and we got some nice stuff for them. My mom also splurged a little bit, you know, and it's okay, you know. And so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to protect everything and I'm going to put it all in one area. And then I got everything ready for you, you know, for with the dogs. They're going to go off with a lot of stuff. But that's okay, you know. It'll make it more fun for them and more homey, more relaxed situation over there, you know. I don't know what I was going to say. I got sidetracked. they're going to be set to go. I've got already the food here. And y'all's cheeses and stuff, it was so funny. I was like, Mom, find some blue cheese. I said, I want blue cheese. And I want mozzarella for Kana. She goes, what kind of mozzarella? And then I said, and I want white sharp cheddar. And we were looking, and I said, it's got to be organic. We were looking, some of it's organic.
Some
of it, I don't know.
Not going to find her.
But I was looking at the date, and it's good until 2017. So
yeah, as long as you don't open it.
I'm not going to open it. I don't eat cheese. I mean, I would if maybe it was for my own goats or something like that, you know, but... Or if it was organic, but what I'm going to do is just keep it in the refrigerator, and then it'll still be good for you guys. And my mom says, oh, don't worry about the moldy one. If anything, tell him it just gets more moldy. She said, you'll like it. But no, don't worry. I'm not going to open it. I'm going to leave it in the thing. But it's still, so all your stuff, all the food stuff and everything, because we went and got some stuff so y'all had stuff to eat. Then you know, except for the fresh stuff, but that has to just, you know, like the salad stuff or whatever, the fruits, that kind of stuff. Then we'll just have to buy it again next time. But I'm just gonna save all the stuff that I can for you guys when you get here, and then I'm better set. And the dogs will be squared away to go, and hopefully they don't have to be in a cage for too much longer, you know. And you guys maybe can just work at getting them rigged up and see how it is, you know. And if you guys come here and for some reason it doesn't work out, then you know what, we gave it a good shot and there's no hard feelings, you know.
Right.
Because the main thing is we gave it a good shot. We all have our minds, we all want to do the right thing and we have good intentions, and that's all that really matters, you know. And my mom also, she gave me $100 to give to you for gas. So what I'll do is I'll put that aside for whenever the time comes, you know, to kind of, my mom, you know, she's like that, you know, she just wanted to give y'all some because it means a lot to her too, because she's the one that, these are her rescues, or my mom's rescues, not mine. So, you know, the cowgirl came from the Mexicans that used to live behind her, and then the tramp came from the pit bull that she was found starving to death in the street, pregnant. And so, you know, she brought the pregnant dog to me, and so I've had tramp since a baby here. So they're her rescues, and so she cares about them, you know. Also, so she it means a lot. She wanted to give you something too for, you know, for coming to help, to give them a home, you know. She, you know, so I'll keep everything reserved for you guys, and then we can just kind of go. And then if it works out, it works out, and so they're here, so we could just kind of play it by ear, kind of thing, kind of go day by day on it.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what you want to do?
We can do that. I mean, if we get the horse fence up in time, there's really no reason why we can't come down next week. But even if we can't come down next week, September.
If we really put our minds to it, we can put some horse fence up in a day. No problem.
Yeah. And even if we don't come down next week, September's not that far away because I'm late getting home.
Right.
I won't be, it'll only be basically 1 month.
Right. That's not bad. And that's fine too. And it's okay. And then the thing is the weather also turned here thunderstormy. So it may be that works out best. However, we can just keep talking and just see how it goes. And if y'all all of a sudden get a wild hair up here and you're like, oh, yeah, we want to go or something, then you know they're here. So we can work it out. And it's just we'll have to work it out through probably the thunderstorms. But that ain't no big deal. Well, because y'all are going to, I mean, it's a little bit of a inconvenience, but we're all nature people and you got the little house down there, but it'll give me time to rig up the little house nicer for you guys. If I can wait a little longer. I mean, if y'all wait a little longer, because right now it's a little bit cluttered in there and I'll have a little more time to make it a little bit more spacious and maybe clear some stuff out to make it a little more roomy or something, you know?
Okay.
But again, you know, I'm sure you guys, that's no big deal. The way it is right now, you're comfortable too. You'd be just fine. But I'm just saying, you know, if you wanted to, it's up to you guys. However you want to do it, it's fine with me.
Okay.
Hello?
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 Yeah, I guess.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Bill, so I put myself on mute so that I wouldn't disturb things. And if you think I'm a new caller, it's because for whatever reason my phone dropped the signal.
Yeah.
And so I called back in. So.
Yeah, I figured that was you.
Anyway.
Can you hear us, Michelle?
Bill here. Say what?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I could hear you fine after I called back in. I just put myself on mute because I was about to go and the people here at Bill and Shirley's.
No, I think he can't hear us.
You don't hear me.
I hear you.
Oh, okay.
I think it's her. She couldn't hear us.
Oh. And she was doing a good job of filling in. When I called back, still talking.
Well, that's how she operates.
No. Do you want to do Ron Paul while I go talk to Bill's people real quick?
Sure, and then I'll call her back after we're done.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go on mute again.
Ron Paul Revolution. I called the wrong person.
For Monday, August 15th. For all the hand-wringing about the threat to liberty and constitutional government posed by the major party presidential candidates, there is little discussion of how this threat is due to the political class's long history of supporting expanded presidential power. There is also little talk of how the imperial presidency is just as much a creation of Congress as it is of power-hungry presidents. Since war is the health of the state, it is not surprising that presidential power expanded in tandem with the expansion of the warfare state. Perhaps the best and most terrifying example of how national security has been used to justify giving the president dictatorial powers is the National Defense Production Act. This law, which is regularly renewed with large bipartisan congressional majorities, grants the president broad powers over the economy. For example, it explicitly authorizes the president to tell manufacturers what products to make, impose wage and price controls, manage labor relations, control the use of natural resource, and even allocate credit. All the president needs to do to exercise these powers is declare a national emergency. The National Defense Production Act is hardly the only example of Congress's complicity in the growth of presidential power. For example, Congress rarely, if ever, insists that the president seek a formal declaration of war before commencing military action. When I attempted to force Congress to vote on a declaration of war against Iraq, a prominent member of Congress who was considered a constitutional scholar told me that the constitutional requirement that Congress declare war was an anachronism. Many neoconservatives claim that the president's status as commander-in-chief gives him the inherent authority to take whatever action he deems necessary for national security. This turns a limited grant of power intended to preserve civilian control of the military into an unlimited authorization for military control of civilians. Presidents have hardly limited their abuse to foreign policy. Ironically, many conservatives who correctly oppose the abuses of presidential authority in the domestic sphere support giving the president unlimited authority over national security. These conservatives fail to realize unfettered presidential discretion in foreign policy will inevitably lead to presidential usurpation of Congress's authority in domestic matters. Modern presidents routinely use executive orders to create new laws or rewrite existing statutes. President Bush regularly usurped congressional authority via signing statements listing the parts of the congressionally passed legislation he would refuse to endorse. In his 2014 State of the Union address, President Obama actually bragged about his intention to use his pen and phone to go around Congress via executive orders and regulations. Some members of Congress do criticize presidential usurpation of congressional authority. However, few members of Congress raise concern about presidential overreach when the White House is occupied by a member of their political party. This suggests that most legislators are more concerned with partisanship than with protecting their constitutional authority. As long as people expect the president to provide economic and personal security, the president will be a threat to liberty regardless of who holds the office. Therefore, instead of obsessing over whether demagogue A is less dangerous than demagogue B, we must focus on spreading the ideas of liberty. Only when a critical mass of the people demand it will we return to limited constitutional government. The growth of the liberty movement gives me hope that we will soon see a day when our...
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Maybe we should press 1 so we can catch the tail end of that.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Yeah, you can try, but it didn't work for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wait for the day when.
Yeah, he's a little long-winded.
Well, no, I mean, you know, it's like it cut him off.
Oh, I know. Yeah, he only has so much time to talk.
Ah. Okay. I wonder how many times he's gone 5 minutes past his time and didn't know it until after he got done.
Well, he knows what his time limit is. He just keeps going. He goes over it every now and then.
Yep.
Woo!
Well, I've got to get up 4 o'clock, go grab the trailer. Oh, that's going to be trouble. Trying to figure out how I'm going to get there. You know, I'm going to be helping Ben move tomorrow. All right. So maybe I just go there and help him do what he needs to do. and then go get the trailer by daylight. Yep. Anyway, I don't know if she's still listening or not, but I figure at the very least we put up the pen, the yard, try to do it in a place where there's a mixture of opening and shade. And as far as setting up shelter, that's no big deal. That's easily done.
Yeah, pallets.
Yeah. Yep. And unlike goats, we could pack straw around it. The goats tear into that stuff, but the dog shouldn't.
Right.
You know. Yeah, we can pack lots of straw in there, and they help them keep warm. So my cats and your cats are sticking together, but there's still these minor confrontations with each other.
Okay.
But, wow, wow.
Right.
Your cats don't seem to like my cat. My cats don't seem to care whether they do or not.
That's funny.
But they all come out when I drive up. They all come out, both groups. They come out together. Even though they got all the food they could possibly want, they still want to see, I don't know if it's me or just want to see a person, you know. So, and Ghost or Snowball, whichever name we're going to settle on, has really taken a liking to me.
Cool.
Stands by my feet and starts purring because he's next to my feet. I pick him up and he purrs louder.
Yeah, the previous owner basically said that one would be the one to be our friend first.
I thought it was going to be the little calico because the little calico is real friendly. And it's the only one among them that isn't territorial over the food.
Yeah.
That one's got some with my cats already. But
that
the other
what?
Two, the calico, the timid calico, are getting along with the cat.
Oh, yeah.
The other two, yeah, it, work things out.
It was the most friendly right away.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, so I guess Snowball will be the second.
Yep.
Yeah, Wedge will probably be the last.
Yeah, all four of them have let me pet them, but up until Snowball started showing affection toward me, three of them were only tolerant of being petted.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess the white one is the leader of the pack.
Yeah. August 21st, if nobody takes any of these kittens, it's going to be interesting to see how the cats react to having six very playful kittens scattered among them.
Well, that's probably actually good because... that'll probably lessen the aggressiveness between the other ones if they have less aggressive, more playful, friendly siblings.
There's this tiny bug crawling on my t-shirt and I almost crushed it. It's only a little bit bigger than a ladybug. and it flashed. It's a miniature lightning bug.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I've gotten rather intolerant of all bugs calling on me at night, especially since, oh, there's this, it's probably been around forever, but I hadn't noticed it until recently. But okay, the possum I killed, all right? There's this insect that's not a beetle, that's got pinchers like a beetle does, and the backside, its tail is kind of wriggly, not solid. It kind of waves it like a cat's tail, actually, but it's, you know, it's pleated like an insect would be. Okay? And it sounds like a wasp that flies around. But, you know, when I had long hair, it hit my hair and get stuck in it. And so I'd reach over and pull it out, you know, out of my hair. And it's got these big claws, and it'd turn around and try to bite me. And I'd pull it out of my hair. So, you know, I finally figured out what their function in life is. That possum I killed, those things swarmed on a hand and devoured in a day.
Oh, okay.
There's some sort of carrion-eating insect. All right? But they're bizarre looking. I hadn't really seen them before. You know?
So they eat that possum.
They ate the possum. They ate the possum quick.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe. That's assuming the chickens will eat them. That'd be cool. But, you know, then again, these things are vicious enough. I could just see a chicken eating one and then it eating its way out.
Probably not, but if the chicken kills it as it's eating it, then it won't.
Yeah. Oh,
I can't harvest your oil. I don't have enough money.
My oil?
Yeah.
Seeing as I charge less, oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, I set those cherries to zero. I think I charge 4 gold per. So you don't have 400 gold?
No, you have 90 crude right now for 360 gold, and I have 340 gold.
Well, go kill something. I mean, you'll have enough.
Yeah. It's all right. It's no biggie.
Shirley's coming out. I think she wants to talk to me. Say hi to Shirley when she gets here.
What?
Okay, Kano, say hi to Shirley.
Hi to Shirley.
Hi.
Hello.
Bill's going to be here in a minute, and he wants to park right here.
Okay, I'll
so
move.
Pull up ahead, or
I tried whatever. Pulling here to be out of his way.
Yeah.
I'll back up and go down there where I usually go.
Shoot yourself.
Shoot myself?
Okay, he'll be here in a minute.
All right.
So, yeah, we talked about the Ron Paul podcast, but we didn't talk about what the Ron Paul podcast said.
Yeah, now I forgot.
Maybe we better run it again.
All right. I can do that. Hang on.
For all the hand-wringing about the threat to liberty and constitutional government posed by the major party presidential candidates, there is little discussion of how this threat is due to the political class's long history of supporting expanded presidential power. There is also little talk of how the imperial presidency is just as much a creation of Congress as it is of power-hungry presidents. Since war is the health of the state, it is not surprising that presidential power expanded in tandem with the expansion of the warfare state. Perhaps the best and most terrifying example of how national security has been used to justify giving the president dictatorial powers is the National Defense Production Act. This law, which is regularly renewed with large bipartisan congressional majorities, grants the president broad powers over the economy. For example, it explicitly authorizes the president to tell manufacturers what products to make, impose wage and price controls, manage labor relations, control the use of natural resource, and even allocate credit. All the president needs to do to exercise these powers is declare a national emergency. The National Defense Production Act is hardly the only example of Congress's complicity in the growth of presidential power. For example, Congress rarely, if ever, insists that the president seek a formal declaration of war before commencing military action. When I attempted to force Congress to vote on a declaration of war against Iraq, a prominent member of Congress who was considered a constitutional scholar told me that the constitutional requirement that Congress declare war was an anachronism. Many neoconservatives claim that the president's status as commander-in-chief gives him the inherent authority to take whatever action he deems necessary for national security. This turns a limited grant of power intended to preserve civilian control of the military into an unlimited authorization for military control of civilians. Presidents have hardly limited their abuse to foreign policy. Ironically, many conservatives who correctly oppose the abuses of presidential authority in the domestic sphere support giving the president unlimited authority over national security. These conservatives fail to realize unfettered presidential discretion in foreign policy will inevitably lead to presidential usurpation of Congress's authority in domestic matters. Modern presidents routinely use executive orders to create new laws or rewrite existing statutes. President Bush regularly usurped congressional authority via signing statements listing the parts of the congressionally passed legislation he would refuse to endorse. In his 2014 State of the Union address, President Obama actually bragged about his intention to use his pen and phone to go around Congress via executive orders and regulations. Some members of Congress do criticize presidential usurpation of congressional authority. However, few members of Congress raise concern about presidential overreach when the White House is occupied by a member of their political party. This suggests that most legislators are more concerned with partisanship than with protecting their constitutional authority. As long as people expect the president to provide economic and personal security, the president will be a threat to liberty regardless of who holds the office. Therefore, instead of obsessing over whether demagogue A is less dangerous than demagogue B, we must focus on spreading the ideas of liberty. Only when a critical mass of the people demand it will we return to limited constitutional government. The growth of the liberty movement gives me hope that we will soon see a day when our...
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1.
So basically he's talking about government tyranny or governmental, what the heck? You still there?
I'm sorry, I still had the mute button on. Yes, I'm still here.
A cop,
no wonder you're talking to me.
A cop just drove through the parking lot, and I didn't think much of it. But now, there's a helicopter cop flying over, shining a spotlight. So I guess they're looking for somebody. And I see in my mirror, there's cops down on the highway.
Well, hopefully they won't decide that it's you that they're looking for.
Nah.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're talking about the authority to declare war and all this stuff, and the president going around Congress and, you know, partisanship, and there's an easy way around all that crap, but nobody's going to take it. The president...
Fire them all.
Well, yes, fire them all. Don't elect them anymore, period. Just don't bother electing them.
Right.
Yeah, let's bring that back.
You what?
Jada stole somebody's measuring cup.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here comes Bill.
Here he comes. So, yeah, basically, talking about treason, governmental tyranny, basically, Obama or the next president will have an open door to take over industry by declaring a national emergency, and they'll have certain powers to tell certain businesses what to do.
That's their claim. But as Ray Hall says, these agencies that supposedly get their power from our consent, well, we can't truly consent to something we don't have a right to do. We don't have a right to do these things that they're claiming power for. Therefore, they never have the right or the power. Well, they might have the power, but they never have the right to do these things, period. Quite frankly, they don't have the right to declare war, even though it's written into the Constitution. Because, you know, how can I tell you, my neighbor, oh, we're at war with this other country now. You have to go with it because you're part of this country. Like, I don't have that right. So Congress doesn't have that right. And even if the president usurped Congress's rights, he still doesn't have the right to declare war. Now, if you want to go and fight the war, that's your personal choice. You can go do that. But I don't have the right to declare war on your behalf.
They don't have the power to do anything as long as we don't consent to that power.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And even then, we can't consent to things that we do not have the right to do. Yeah.
Right.
So
we can't grant them the power to do. We can't grant them the power to do what we don't have the power to do.
Yeah. You know, so for them to boss us around and chase us around with things they don't have, we don't have a right to do. They don't have a right to do it either. And they might have the power, because walk into any courtroom and tell the judge he's full of it, even though he is, and he'll have the bailiff throw you in prison, even though you and I don't have the right to do that kind of stuff. They'll still do it. So he has the power, just doesn't have the right.
Right.
Okie dokie. Well, with that, shall we call it an end of the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go say goodnight to Bill. Say what?
Till next time.
Yes.
Till next time at dementiadungeonsanddragons.com. You can find us at the phone. You can find the phone number at dementiadungeonsanddragons.com. And you can find us every Sunday at 8 p.m. Central. And if anybody actually decides they want to call in, we'll actually have a real podcast. Well, we kind of had a real podcast today, so. Yeah. Still there? Nope. Okay. Well, that concludes our podcast. Like I said, check out our stuff. You can find the podcast information at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, DDD-podcast.com, or DavidDavidAndDavid.com. At DavidDavidAndDavid.com, I think you click on projects, scroll down to alternative thinking, and podcasts. The podcast is under alternative thinking. So there you go. Like I said, we'll be here every Sunday at 8 p.m. Central. And if somebody calls in, great. If not, well, we'll just do whatever we do and hope somebody calls in next week. So there you go. All right. Thank you so much. Good night.